Come unto me, your hair softly falling on my face as in a dream.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. You can email me questions at bruce@bruceallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallan, S-A-L-L-A-N. Today we are discussing hurt feelings. My feelings are hurt. I hear that from my wife all too much. This segment of the show is sponsored by North Pier Fiduciary Management, a registered investment advisor and the group I trust and use to handle my money. You can reach them at npier.com, N-P-I-E-R.com. It is time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. And that means they don't have their feelings hurt a lot, doesn't it, Wayne?
Well, it certainly means that they have to look at that because it's the little boy who has his feelings hurt. It's not the mature man.
Would you elaborate? Because I know that is a central belief of yours and a central tenet that you write about so eloquently in your book.
Yeah.
Don't sound so disgusted, fed up, for God's sakes. This is your chance to promote yourself. Sell! Yeah. Get people excited.
Please, Bruce, if you keep going like this, you're going to hurt my feelings.
I know you don't have feelings, Wayne, so I have nothing to worry about.
That's interesting. This is why your wife, you hear this from your wife all the time. Listen, we hear all the time, so-and-so hurt my feelings. It's something that we talk to our kids about. We encourage our boys and girls, well, if he hurt your feelings, tell him, tell her. And that's all fine, but it's not appropriate for a man to go to another man and say, hey, you know, you hurt my feelings. because whatever is going on for you, whatever hurt you felt, whatever disappointment, betrayal, sort of compromise of trust you might have experienced, that's all you. Now, you have a choice to make if something happened in a relationship that you don't like. And you may have to tell your buddy, hey, listen, you know, I'm not trusting you as much because of what you did. But to put it on him, to make him responsible for your hurt feelings is not something that a mature male ought to do.
All right. I know this is something that you promote and discuss a lot. Having spent 10 years in group with you leading, it is something that's come up all the time. But my column dealt with it in more the male-female dynamic. So what would be your response or your feedback in the same scenario when, as you said, my wife has hurt feelings?
Well, I'm sorry, honey. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. What do you need from me?
Okay, so it's as simple as that. And I know another really important thing you believe in, and I'd love you to elaborate on it because it certainly relates to this, is you shouldn't be defending yourself, or you have another way of putting it. Why don't you tell our listeners how that applies to this?
Well, I teach men to express without defending. So if you have something to say, you need to say it, and you need to not defend it if whoever you're talking to is taking exception to it.
Okay, can you elaborate a little more? I want everyone to be clear.
Well,
my wife says to me, "Honey, you hurt my feelings."
Mm-hmm.
You say back, "I'm sorry. Is there anything I can do?"
Yes.
And she says, "Well, you did blah 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 blah. Why did you do this and that and this?" Now you're saying we don't defend. So what should be the response to, you know, you did blah 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 blah?
Well, first of all, you know, it's on a case by case basis, and we have these discussions with the men all the time. They can read the book, and they can learn the tools, but you know, when the rubber meets the road, it's difficult sometimes to navigate. It's difficult sometimes to control your own emotions when she's not pleased with you. So for a lot of men, when their wife is unhappy with them, they get defensive because they feel they're under attack. And that comes from childhood feelings, you know, whatever happened in their homes when they were kids with their moms and dads. They learn to feel as if they're under attack. And so one of the first things men have to do is just to realize that if she's upset, she's upset. It really has nothing to do with you. Now, if you did something, and you really did something, if you were unconscious or worse, mean-spirited, then you need to own it and apologize for it and mean it.
But okay, now when she belabors the fact.
It's like, honey, I get it. I understand that you hurt. I understand that you don't like what I did. I would do it again. I'm not apologizing for what I did. I'm sorry you don't like that.
Wait. But if you do believe it's wrong, you have apologized. So
that's
let's say what
else.
You've done is wrong.
Yes.
And you've owned it and you've apologized and she's still not letting go.
You only apologize once. When you've done something, you apologize once and you mean it. And then the rest is your wife's challenge to let go.
Okay, and so what do?
You listen sometimes, and if she's the kind of woman that is a bit obsessive, and you know, there are people like this.
Gee, I've never heard of a woman like that.
Well, there are men like that too, my friend, who don't let go. Wonder if you know any of them.
I don't know anyone.
You need to be able to stop things. And it really depends on your relationship. And oftentimes guys have complained, she keeps going on and on, I leave the room, she follows me. These things happen. Now, this behavior is not healthy, but you cannot stay around for abusive behavior. And you have to learn, and this is where the men help you and a counselor can help you, you have to learn how to draw the line and let her know, listen, I heard what you said, and I don't want to hear any more about that right now. Now, to get to that place, men oftentimes have to do a lot of work. But it's a very powerful place to be able to care about someone and to be able to contain them and to be able to let them know that they've said enough and you don't want to hear any more about it.
I also, as I'm listening to you, I think this is incredibly valuable, by the way, Wayne. Thank you for this. But I'm also imagining myself in that scenario. And I know when I'm in that scenario, the thing not to do is raise my voice. It's to repeat the things you said calmly, quietly, slowly, not with anger, not with volume, very matter of fact. Would you not agree?
Yeah, that's important. And I think fundamentally, men need to get to a place where when their women are upset with them, that they're okay. Because the energy that flows, when she can see that you are impacted by her, when you're recoiling, when she's too much for you, when she gets that kind of feedback just from the look of your eyes, it feeds, it fuels the fire. So the real work is getting to a place where you can listen to your wife and it's okay. You love her, it's okay. She goes through this and it's okay.
And it's her thing, which is what you're saying. It's her issue, not yours.
Right, and you may not be particularly interested in what she's saying. And you don't have to be interested in what she's saying, but you have to be interested in her. You have to care about her. And that's the real difference that men really need to appreciate, because they're often complaining about having to listen to their wives drone on and on about something that they're not interested in. It's like, well, you don't have to care about that, but you have to care about your wife.
Okay, please elaborate on that. I think that's hugely important. I'd like to make sure I understand it as well as my listeners. We're down to the last couple minutes, so you're going to...
Well, your wife is talking about work, and she's talking about a deal, and then she's talking about the woman who's involved in the deal, and then she heard this about her friend, and you really couldn't care less. But she's talking to you, and you care about her, so you listen. And you make it less about you. You stop that conversation in your head that has you saying, I really couldn't care less about this crap. And instead you replace it with, well, it doesn't matter, but I love you.
So you pretend? I'm not being funny. I'm asking.
You're not pretending. You're caring about your wife.
Okay, so then you're saying you really embrace this idea, is what you're saying, correct?
Embrace the idea of?
Of paying attention, listening, even though you're not necessarily interested because you care about your wife.
Of course. You need to pay attention a little bit. Mm-hmm. Really, the problem that men have is just they get to a place instantly of, I just don't care about this gossip. I don't care about this story. And they're being selfish.
Mm-hmm.
Stop being so selfish. You know, you're married to her. There are things that she needs from you. There are things that she can only get from you. So start taking care of your wife.
All right, Wayne, we are out of time. Do tell people where they can reach you.
Bettermen.org. You can find out what we're doing, helping men and individually in groups, in person, on the phone. We've got our annual retreat in Santa Barbara, September 23, for all men. And you can get a copy of my book, Hold On to Your Nuts.
Terrific. Thank you, Wayne. This has been a very good segment. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you, North Pier, for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Salen Show, Dad's Point of View. It's time for a break. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen, and we will be back with Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap.
Again in my arms, feeling.